Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
We have this argument, and you know, it may sound like, hey, you're always hanging out with your friends, or you know, we never do things that I want to do. It seems like you prioritize other things over me. And so we hear that a lot, and that's a great fight. Because what it does, the opportunity is that it exposes relational drift. So this means that you know, couples who get so busy, and our lives are all busy, and we've got a lot going on, work, kids, church, I mean, you name it, it's easy for couples to start drifting apart, leading parallel lives. Loneliness sets in. I tell you, when you start to feel lonely in a marriage, that should be a massive red flag, because one of the worst emotions that we can ever feel within our marriage is loneliness, because God created us to be in relationship. We got married to be one. Mm-hmm. And the opposite of that is when I'm feeling lonely. And loneliness really causes people to look outside their relationship. And so we don't want that relational drift. And it's so subtle. It's hard to notice. We sometimes don't see it. But it's there. So that's what, when you start to hear those kinds of things, we never do anything together, man, we should welcome that and let's get into this. Mm-hmm. Because usually on the other side of that argument will be, well, let's figure out how do we reconnect and what do we need to do? Do we need to have a date night? And then we begin to brainstorm ideas on how we can better connect.
Mm. Aaron, speak to it. It's fantastic.
You know, it is so interesting to me, because there's been seasons where maybe there is some disconnect in between Greg and I, or maybe just, you know, just my heart is hurting, whatever, that it's easy to turn to other things, you know, to prioritize going out with girlfriends or the kids. And, you know, the bottom line is that we need to fight for that time together as a couple, just the two of us. That because if you don't fight for it, it is so easy to fill the time with other things. And so prioritizing the time is huge. So when this comes up, because often we're not aware of what we're doing, and we'll turn towards other things and people, and without realizing that, you know what, I'm either hurt over something, angry over something, or maybe I'm just completely unaware that I'm prioritizing everything else but my spouse.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.